Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
A Chicago police sergeant is facing dismissal. It stems from an incident involving a CTA employee on a Red Line platform last year. WBBM's Rob Hart with more.
The incident happened shortly after a stabbing on the Red Line subway platform at Jackson on February 4th, 2020. Officer body camera video shows CTA supervisor Martessa Lee being confronted by a Chicago police officer who asked her to stay out of the crime scene.
Maybe you were in the crime scene. I'm not sure.
For no reason. The video then shows Police Sergeant William Spiker asking Lee to drop a complaint against the officer or face arrest. When she refused, Spiker ordered her arrest. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability recommends that Sergeant Spiker be fired over the objections of Police Superintendent David Brown, who proposed a six-month suspension. A final decision rests with the police board. Less than a month after the incident, Lee filed a federal civil rights lawsuit against the city. It was settled for $57,000 and dismissed in June. Rob Hart, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A man suspected of being involved in two murders in Logan Square was shot by police in Kenosha County, Wisconsin yesterday. Kenosha County Sheriff David Betts says a car allegedly stolen from one of the murder victims in Chicago was spotted at a gas station in Bristol, Wisconsin. Police say the man driving the car shot at police dogs as deputies tried to take him into custody. Beth explains what happened.
The deputies were hollering for him to drop his weapon, and the subject ran through part of the parking lot, up the driveway. We had a canine officer, Riggs. Riggs was released and captured the suspect just before running onto Highway 50 while the suspect still had the gun in his hand, and Riggs took the suspect to the ground.
The unidentified man was shot by police. He's hospitalized. The dog is expected to survive. The head of the state's second largest school district talking about snow days.
No snow on the horizon now, but Elgin District U46 Superintendent Tony Sanders says should there be enough snowfall this winter and the need to keep students away from school, snow days will not be remote learning days.
I think this year, more than any other year, students and families should have the enjoy the magic of a snow day.
Not only that, Sanders says U46 has not received permission from the state to do remote learning on an emergency basis.
This year, in order for that to happen, we would have had to have gone through a process well before now to allow for that to happen. I chose not to go in that path.
On Sanders' Facebook page, one person responded saying he had just cemented his hero status to students everywhere. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
You can listen to WBBM wherever your phone goes. Download the Odyssey app. Or when you're home, just ask your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. And the Illinois Supreme Court says Cook County taxes on guns and ammunition are unconstitutional. WBBM's Mike Krauser with the story.
The court ruled the taxes directly burden a law-abiding citizen's Second Amendment right to buy guns and ammunition for self-defense, but left the door open if the tax dollars were to be used for programs aimed at reducing gun violence. The county's tax on guns is $25. The tax on ammunition is 1 to 5 cents per cartridge. The unanimous ruling says while the taxes do not directly burden a law-abiding citizen's right to use a firearm for self-defense, they do directly burden a law-abiding citizen's right to acquire a firearm and the necessary ammunition for self-defense. Attorneys for the county are considering the next move. A trade group, Guns Save Life Incorporated, was behind the suit. That's the latest from the Illinois Supreme Court.
There's another delay in completion of the Long Meadow Toll Bridge over the Fox River in Kane County.
The $115 million Long Meadow Parkway Toll Bridge is partially open right now with the goal of reducing traffic congestion in northern Kane County. But the Elgin Courier-News reports its completion is being delayed by a pandemic-caused steel shortage and the removal of lead-contaminated soil found at the site. EPA says the lead is because the bridge is located near the former Fox Valley Rifle Range on Bolts Road. Officials say they currently do not have an estimated date for the bridge's completion. Pat Cassidy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
An expert in traditional canoe building is teaching students at Northwestern University unique skills. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
Wayne Vallier is an artist in residence at Northwestern, sharing a tradition that was once passed from generation to generation among the Ojibwe tribe.
A long time ago, our people used wigwas, birch bark for everything. It's our identity.
He's one of just a handful of Native American birch bark canoe builders.
My native name is Minugijik. It means good sky.
Members of Chicago's Native American community traveled to northern Wisconsin with Vallier along with students and faculty to gather the raw materials. Vallier spoke to CBS 2.
The bark, for example, the bark is very brittle and it can snap and break. Cedar wood, very easy to break. All these things are very weak, but when they're put together, they become strong. The teaching is alone for you or nothing, but together we're strong.
The 16-foot canoe will be launched during a ceremony on the campus at sunrise next Friday. That's the story from Northwestern.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says 60-year-old Denise Grievous of Evanston used insider information to purchase shares of a Washington State-based pharmaceutical company, which was to be acquired by an overseas pharma company that employed her husband, who had an office in Deerfield. The feds say Grievous made over $285,000 in illegal profits when she sold her shares after the acquisition in September of 2019. Grievous decided to plead guilty to one count of securities fraud. Keith Johnson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A police dog in Wisconsin is on the mend after being shot yesterday while tracking down a murder suspect from Illinois.
Riggs, the Kenosha County Sheriff's deputy canine, was released to go after a Chicago murder suspect who was on the run from police at a gas station in Bristol yesterday. He did his job, but wound up shot in the forehead as a result. Sheriff David Beth.
Riggs has done an outstanding job, and in a lot of ways, he's a hero today because he at least initially took the suspect down, kept him from running onto the Highway 50, a felon with a handgun, and who knows what the felon would have done. Who knows if he would have gone up there and tried carjacking somebody at gunpoint.
The suspect was also shot by police and is hospitalized. CBS 2 says Riggs, the police dog, is at a Northwest Suburban Animal Trauma Center. The bullet reportedly missed his brain, and he's expected to survive. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Advocates for low-income residents of Chicago gathered outside City Hall yesterday, urging aldermen to approve a guaranteed income pilot program.
Among them was former 47th Ward Alderman Amaya Pawar, who is now with the Economic Security Project. He says the plan, which would provide $500 monthly checks to 5,000 low-income Chicago families, would help many of them rise out of poverty. He says that's what happened with COVID stimulus payments.
That's why this guaranteed income proposal is so transformative. Because now there's an opportunity to make the safety net in this country humane, dignified.
The Sun-Times reports the City Council's Black Caucus says the $31.5 million for the Guaranteed Income Program should be spent instead on violence prevention. Aldermen are scheduled to vote on the plan and the rest of the proposed city budget next week. Jim Goodis, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The Illinois Coalition for Immigrant and Refugee Rights is partnering with other organizations to launch a new initiative. What's being touted as a first-in-the-country effort, the Immigrant Health Academy, will serve suburban Cook, Will, DuPage, and Lake counties. The group says its goal is to provide education, access, and coverage for people in immigrant communities who need health care. The public is showing great interest in a new lion habitat at Lincoln Park Zoo.
Lincoln Park Zoo President and CEO-elect Megan Ross was surprised at the number of enthusiastic visitors who came out over the first weekend that the Pepper Family Wildlife Center was open.
There were a lot of kids there with cat shirts, and I know there's a lot of cat lovers out there, but there's even more than maybe I had anticipated.
Except for two COVID closures in the last year and a half, crowds have been constant with people looking to connect with nature and be outside. That means the zoo had to create a reservation system.
It took us a little while to figure out how many reservations to open, when you could make your reservations to get people in. I think some of our biggest challenges were that people were saying more of them wanted to come than could come because of the restrictions.
Nancy Hardy, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Odyssey app, and of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.